Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is campaigning in battleground states this weekend on behalf of Democratic candidates in advance of Tuesday's midterm elections. He stopped in Illinois today and appears in Philadelphia at this hour, along with former President Barack Obama. And former President Trump is also in Pennsylvania today. The U.S. Senate race there is one of the closest and most expensive in the country. NPR's Laura Benchoff has more.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz are vying for Pennsylvania's open seat. It's the only open Senate seat this cycle that's a true toss-up, according to the Cook Political Report. That has attracted gobs of money. Post-primary spending on the race has topped $300 million, according to Open Secrets, a nonpartisan campaign finance site. Much of that is going into negative attack ads targeting both candidates and paid for by outside groups. Both candidates are also campaigning heavily as Election Day nears. Their race will help determine the balance of power in the Senate chamber. Laura Benchoff, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Iran has acknowledged for the first time providing military drones to Russia, but claims only a small number were delivered months before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NPR's Jason Bobian reports officials in Kyiv say Iranian drones have become a key part of Russia's arsenal against Ukraine.
Iran's foreign minister, speaking to state-run media, downplayed the number of drones his country has provided to Russia, and he denied that Iran continues to supply drones to Moscow. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Minister of Defense, Alexei Reznikov, says Iranian drones are playing a central role in Russia's assault on power plants and other electrical infrastructure in Ukraine. Reznikov says his forces have already shot down hundreds of autonomous aerial weapons from Iran, but he concedes some of them still get through and hit their targets. He also claims that Ukraine has information showing that Iran has agreed to supply Russia with up to 2,000 more of its drones. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kyiv.
At least one person is dead in southeast Oklahoma after a string of tornadoes swept through the area last night near the border with Texas. Logan Layden with member station KGOU has more.
Late Friday, there were reports of people being trapped in damaged buildings. Search and rescue teams were sent to the city of Idabel, Oklahoma, and surrounding communities. Images circulating on social media show heavy damage to structures, including a medical center and church. Some buildings were entirely destroyed. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is visiting the area and says he's working with emergency services to help those affected. Tornado damage is also being reported in East Texas and Arkansas. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden in Oklahoma City.
And widespread damage is reported. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The plaintiff in a landmark civil rights lawsuit has died. That suit helped Lois Curtis leave a grim state hospital psychiatric ward in Georgia and change the way elderly and disabled people get care. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has more.
Lois Curtis spent much of her teen years and early 20s in state hospitals. She had an intellectual disability and a psychiatric disability. When she met a lawyer from the Atlanta Legal Aid Society, she has to get out. In 1999, the U.S. Supreme Court decided L.C. versus Olmstead and gave elderly people and people with disabilities a right to get care in their own home, not in institutions like nursing homes and state hospitals. In her home with caregivers, Curtis took up art and sold it. She was very social and good at making friends. Many were with her when she died of pancreatic cancer at home outside of Atlanta. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
The U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike in support of the Somali government's operations against the Al-Shabaab extremist group that has killed some of the group's fighters. A statement by the U.S. Africa Command today says the strike was carried out Thursday at the request of the Somali National Army, and it took place some 137 miles north of the capital of Mogadishu. The Pentagon says Al-Shabaab fighters had been attacking Somali military forces. The U.S. has carried out dozens of drone strikes against extremists in Somalia in recent years. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.